you know, the shift, if there is a shift, it's going to be different for different people. It was a bit different for me. It happened over the 18-month retreat that I spent in my dome in Teepee Valley, in the midst of nature. And I went there soon after 9/11. And I lived very simply, burning wood, drawing water from the hillside, and very immediately affected by the elements, by the sun, and the insects, and the animals, and the wind. And that experience taught me something about how we always learn from nature, in a very simple, direct way. In a way that I, at least, seem largely to have forgotten. Nature, very straightforwardly, taught me how, for example, to let go my preferences and my need for convenience. I found that when you live on the side of a hill, you learn simple facts. You often have to go outside into the weather. You can't avoid it. You have to go out to get some more wood or to get some water, to go to the toilet, even to clean your teeth. You have to go out there. And quite often that's quite okay. You want to be outside. It's beautiful to be living amongst trees with a view of hills and mountains. However, sometimes you feel resistance. You know, if the weather's very cold or very wet or you're very ill, there's great resistance can build up over a year or so. Yet there is a choice. Resistance or no resistance, you just have to go out there and do it. And after a few months of that, something shifts. You learn that it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It will be okay to go outside, even in the snow, even in the pouring rain. It's never actually as bad as you think. Indeed, you start to notice how much your thoughts actually cause your resistance. Even they actually are your resistance. There's this wall of ideas about how things are that just obscures how things are. I think country people probably understand this a bit better. You know, in the country, you have to accept the weather. In the city, we can feel that nature hardly touches us. Perhaps that's how human beings have acquired that sense that somehow we are more powerful than nature. Or even we are something beyond it. This seems to me a very great mistake. To feel superior or even different from nature seems a great hubris or arrogance, which will surely have serious karmic effects. For Buddhism, there's no such separation. People, animals, insects, and plants all participate in an amazing diversity of ways in what's essentially the same nature. What is that nature? Well, that's something we need to reflect deeply about, if we want to try to approach it. But some kind of understanding of that, some kind of understanding of our place in nature, seems an essential basis for gaining insight into reality. Nature, as I understand it at present, is not separate from Buddha nature. You know, bugs may be way off from being Buddhas, but all beings partake of mind in some form. The only difference is in merit and realization of the nature of mind. So we shouldn't reject nature, even subtly, but revere it as a teacher and expect insights from it. Now, of course, to see how nature is not different from Buddha nature, we need to appreciate the connection with nature in the first place. But that's a problem, because most of us in our present society are already quite alienated from it in various ways. So it's lucky that the Dharma is precisely that which counteracts alienation. It's precisely what reconnects us to our real nature. That is, first of all, with simple nature, with our elemental, embodied earth and water nature. Secondly, and more fundamentally, with our Buddha nature, with the fact that all forms of being somehow contain the seed, so to speak, of Buddhahood.